We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
This is the year Texas needs to walk the walk after talking the talk.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Hurts brings something that no other Sooner on the roster has experienced, and that's a national championship.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 football championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another week of Big 12 football. We finally have a full schedule, a full five-game Big 12 schedule, and we have a lot to get to. Welcome to our new sponsor, Natty Light Seltzer. I've got a cool feature coming up later in the show. We'll get to that. And then, of course, we'll look at the full five-game schedule. We've got some hot takes coming from the head coaches. You'll hear from Tom Herman, Neil Brown at West Virginia, Les Miles, Lincoln Riley, Mike Gundy, Matt Campbell. That's all coming up. I have a guest in just a little bit, Suzanne Halliburton from the Austin American Statesman, college football reporter for them. She's going to join us on the show. So a lot of cool stuff to get to tonight, and I'm glad you're with me.
We take you now with another fast-breaking news story.
Well, look at this. Baylor Athletic Director Mac Rhodes got a new 10-year contract. Just a few hours ago it was announced, just days after the school signed football coach Matt Rhule to his own extension. Now, the contract for Rhodes goes through July 2029, includes two automatic one-year extensions if they both agree to that. In a statement, Baylor President Linda Livingstone said, quote, "We appreciate the extensive effort that Mac has undergone in building our athletics department in alignment with Baylor's Christian mission in such a short period of time. We're pleased that Mac has affirmed Baylor as a destination job, and we look forward to continued success in the future," end quote. So this deal replaces the six-year contract that Rhodes got when he was named the AD in July of 2016. That came in the wake of the scandal over the handling of the sexual assault claims. It led to the firing of Art Briles. Mac Rhodes has done an outstanding job coming to Baylor after having stops at Missouri, Houston, and Akron. And big things for the Baylor program, a new basketball facility. That's in the works. A portion of a $100 million gift that was given earlier this year will go towards that building. And you look at what the Lady Bears, what their women's basketball team has done, third straight national championship, and the men NCAA tournament for the eighth time in 12 years. So congratulations to Rhodes. Congratulations to Rule. What is Oprah? Who's handing out? You get a contract. You get a contract. Everyone's getting contracts there at Baylor. Congratulations. A lot of good work going on in Waco. All right, let's look at, as we do every week, let's look at the games from the past week. We'll go through some of the highlights. We'll start with Jalen Hurts, who passed for 415 yards and three touchdowns. CeeDee Lamb had career highs of 185 yards receiving and three touchdowns in Oklahoma's 55-16 win over the Red Raiders of Texas Tech.
Hurts back to pass, looks his way, lobs it for CeeDee in the end zone, caught it! Touchdown! A dime from Hurts to Lamb!
Toby Rowland there on the call. It was the first 400-yard passing game for the senior transfer from Alabama, and Hurts was also doing it with his legs.
Now Sermon stacked behind Hall. Snap. Hurts will run it himself up the middle, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown. Jalen Hurts, one-yard touchdown run, his fifth touchdown run of the year. And just like every other game this year, Oklahoma has sprinted out to an early lead. It's 13-0.
Absolutely incredible. Jet Duffy passed for 120 yards. Sir Roderick Thompson, 96 for Texas Tech. Duffy was getting most of the action at quarterback in place of Alan Bowman. And Texas Tech actually cut the lead to 10 early in the second quarter, but then Hurts and Lamb hooked up right away to make it 24-7.
Snap to Jalen Hurts. Play action. Looks right, wants to throw, looks back middle, flings it across the middle. CeeDee caught it. Midfield breaks away. It's a race. 35 to the 30, to the 20. They're not going to get him. 10-5. Pater. Touchdown. 71-yard CeeDee Lamb.
A big game for the Sooners. 644 total yards for Oklahoma. Chuba Hubbard ran for 296 and a touchdown on 25 carries. Oklahoma State shut down number 24 Kansas State's strong rushing attack in a weather-delayed game, a 26-13 victory.
Thompson under center with a one-back set. Takes the ball on second and eight, hands it off to Gilbert. Off right guard, runs into a pile, pulled down, fumbles a football, and the Cowboys, I think, have recovered it. They have!
Skylar Thompson, just 11 of 23 for 118 yards. It was Dave Hunziker on that call, by the way. Kansas State entered the game ranking 10th in the nation in rushing, averaging 280 yards, but they struggled in most of this one. And through the first half, the Wildcats gained just 18 yards. But the breakout star of the game, Chuba, finished with runs of 44 and 53 yards, a gem from Chuba.
Sanders gets a shotgun snap, hands it off, Hubbard up the middle, big hole, and Hubbard's on the loose. Hubbard to midfield, to the K-State 40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State, 84 yards for Chuba Hubbard.
So with that win, Oklahoma State knocks Kansas State out of the top 25, and then they show up 21st in the rankings. Max Duggan led touchdown drives on all three of his first half possessions, helping TCU to a 38-0 halftime lead, finished with 8 for 11 passing, 100 yards, and two touchdowns.
Of Duggan, now he leaves it, and it's empty set for Duggan to throw the football on third down with time. Look at deep ball, left-hand corner, double covered, going up, bringing it down, touchdown. Horn Frog score with Dylan Thomas grabbing it. Hit the horn early on. 6-0 TCU.
Brian Estridge with the call. TCU 51-14 over Kansas. Duggan shared time with graduate transfer Alex Delton the first two games. And then you've got senior tailback Darius Anderson. Third consecutive 100-yard rushing game. He finished with 115 and a touchdown on 18 carries.
Kern, this time handed off Anderson running behind Shaywell to the 10, to the 5, cuts it back to the 2, leans out and scores. Touchdown, Darius Anderson with 10:54 to go.
The Jayhawks, they only had 55 yards on 34 plays heading into the fourth quarter. and they lost their 46th consecutive Big 12 road game. Now, there was a nice moment for a Metroplex area native for the Jayhawks.
Here's a handoff. Big seam. Felton Gardner across the 30. Makes a man miss at the 25. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas. And the Dallas native, 30 minutes to the west, takes it 45 yards to the house. Kansas on the board here late.
And then, of course, that was all created with the Khalil Herbert debacle, I guess you'd say, from Friday night. So we'll get more into that. We'll hear from Les Miles how he's addressing that situation. But looks like Herbert's done there at KU. And then the other game, the Baylor Bears had they've got the longest win streak in the Big 12 with six games going back to last year after their 23-21 win over Iowa State. And Baylor built a 20-0 lead. Let's just do a little mashup here with John Morris on these calls.
Brewer fakes the handoff into the end zone. It is caught. Yes, yes! Touchdown, Denzel Mims.
I'm going to
tell
you right now.
Mims battling with that defensive back. He comes down with the catch for the Baylor touchdown and the first points of the day. Brewer takes the snap and the shotgun. Looking to throw. He's going to the end zone for Mims. He's got it! Second touchdown today to the Baylor senior. Brewer to throw. Deep ball. Center of the field. Wide open for the touchdown. Tyquan Thornton on the receiving end. A 35-yard touchdown pass from Charlie Brewer.
So it looked like it was going to be a runaway, and then in a span of less than 11 minutes, Brock Purdy used 18 plays, racked up 212 yards in the fourth quarter to lead the Cyclones to three straight touchdown drives. It started with a three-yard touchdown run from Johnny Lang and then two touchdown passes from Purdy.
There's the snap to Brock. He looks. He buys some time backpedaling. Fires to an open man. Johnny Lang at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Johnny Lang! His second of the game. Purdy in the shotgun. Play clock to 4. There's the snap. A blitz coming. Purdy sets up and fires left. And it's caught by Kohler inside the 5. For the pylon, and I think he's in. He is. Charlie Kohler, touchdown, Iowa State with 3:45 to go. A 20-yard throw from Purdy.
John Walters on the call. Psycho fans, you've seen it close, but not enough before. Charlie Brewer engineers a 54-yard drive in 14 plays to set up this game-winning field goal.
John Mayer's a redshirt freshman kicker from 38. Good snap, good kick. The kick is away, and it is good! John Mayer's hits from 38 yards out, and with 21 seconds to play, Baylor regains the lead over Iowa State. 23-21 the score.
No, it's John Mayer's. Get that off. What are you doing? Your right leg is a wonderland. Get that off. John Mayer's with the win. So a thrilling victory there for Baylor. We'll hear more from John Morris. I think really the biggest matchup, the one that I'm really interested in this weekend, is Baylor at K-State. So we'll hear from John. We'll also hear from the voice of the K-State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, as we break down that game. So we're gonna go through all this stuff. We've got a full hour to go. Lots of exciting stuff. Hope you stick around. And, if you can't hear the show live, download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, wherever you download podcasts, and search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. So I'll try to get Suzanne Halliburton on the phone. We'll talk with her next when we come back. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. They're handing out contract extensions at Baylor like candy. So to talk about that and other stuff going on in the Big 12, Suzanne Halliburton, college football reporter from the Austin American-Statesman. Suzanne, thank you for joining me tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. And speaking of Baylor, I just got back. So, yeah, Mac Rose is excited he got a 10-year extension as the athletic director to go with the football coach, Matt Rhule.
Yeah. Now, did you get a tip? Did you get some inside information? Is that why you headed down to Waco?
No. I was going to go down there anyway, but it just worked out that way. So they didn't even announce the athletic director got an extension until Matt Rhule started his press conference. So it was just weird the way it worked out that way.
Yeah, and you know, I want to talk about the timing for giving the extension to Matt Rhule. It just seemed a little odd to me. I mean, it's great for him, and I think it's great for the university, but it kind of happened a third of the way into the season. What have you, were you able to gather anything as to the timing of it and why they did it?
You know, all I can gather is that they just, that at 4-0, that Baylor is probably going to have a decent, pretty good year, better than last year and better than the year before. And Matt Rhule had all sorts of NFL attention. I mean, the New York Jets, I think, would have hired Matt after, at the end of last season, they wanted him. I think that it was contingent on they had to hire his assistant or approve his assistants. And so they knew that he was going to get attention, and so they needed to lock him in. And Baylor is a pretty, you know, they don't have to give their finances, but they've got a ton of money. And, like, when Art Briles was the coach, I think that he was probably the highest-paid coach in the Big 12. So they've got some money to keep good coaches away from bigger schools who might want to poach them.
Well, and, you know, I mean, here's the thing, too. I mean, when you look at programs and you look at kind of the hierarchy in the Big 12, you got Oklahoma and Texas, and then you've got some teams that – this is my opinion. You got some teams that are in the middle of the pack. Mm-hmm. You need someone that's got some stability. And for Baylor to go out and do this, this is huge, because if he continues to have this success, he's going to be able to go out and maybe get those players that are going to be able to compete against Oklahoma and Texas on a yearly basis and not just in a cycle here or there. So do you see it that way,
too? Yeah, I do. And I covered Matt Rhule's first press conference, his introductory press conference. I didn't know who he was, except he was, the head coach at Temple. And I was sitting there going, he sounds exactly like Mack Brown did when Mack was introduced to you at UT in December of 1997, and almost had this kind of evangelical revival kind of vibe to it, if you could put it into football terms. And I thought, this guy's going to be good if he has even, if he doesn't get stripped of every scholarship and can get through that scandal that was created down there. And so, yeah, I see good times ahead for Baylor.
And then just to talk a little bit about Mack Rhodes, I had a chance to follow him closely at Mizzou, and he kind of left at a time when that program was in turmoil, and he comes to Baylor, and they're in the middle of turmoil. Talk about what he's been able to do with that program and really how they've been able to turn this around pretty fast.
You know, he's hired good coaches, and they have, like I said, they've got money. And I know it's the case for other conferences, but in the Big 12, you've got to have a nice stadium, a nice locker room, and, for football and basketball and stuff. And they've already got plans for a new basketball arena. They've got this gorgeous stadium that's right there on the Brazos River and, small private schools. So he's selling what Baylor has. They've got rich alums. And the guy that he replaced, Ian McCaw, had also been named one of the top five athletic directors in the country before he got caught up in the, the after effects of the rape scandal that rocked the school. And so that Baylor and TCU, both small private schools, they've got a ton of money and they can compete now, I think, with bigger, much bigger programs. And so Mack Rhodes obviously can do it. Baylor, TCU had Chris Del Conte, Texas hired him. And so that's basically, what those two small private schools can do.
Joining us on Big 12 this week is Suzanne Halliburton, the college football reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Let's talk Texas and Oklahoma. I don't know. I don't want to say they get a free pass this week. It's kind of maybe a maintenance, a maintenance week. You've got OU at Kansas, Texas at West Virginia. And that game last year, it's going to be, I think, so much different this year because West Virginia is just different, new coach. So what's the key for these two teams before the Red River Showdown? What are they looking to do?
They can't look ahead. They absolutely cannot look ahead and take Kansas with OU or West Virginia for granted. I've, been at games where both teams have looked ahead and they've gotten beaten. And I doubt it's going to happen this week. But Texas, West Virginia is a hard place to play, to get to, and it's further south in the Big 12. So that's going to be hard in itself. And Austin Kendall, the West Virginia quarterback, he's putting up some decent numbers now. and their running game is coming on, and so they've got to be able to, you know, defend the run and keep and be able to obviously score points against West Virginia. Texas is a pretty high-scoring, pass-prolific team. OU just has to keep everybody healthy. You don't want to play Kansas and get your stars hurt. I don't think Kansas has a snowball's chance in, you know what, to keep them close with Jalen Hurts. And I don't know if I can say that word on radio. But, yeah, I think that's the key is OU just has to, you know, score enough points early and rest their starters and just start, and then you can start looking ahead. But you just have to get through these games.
Yeah, best case for Oklahoma, how long do they keep Hurts in the game?
Well, you know, I always it's like we can talk about it. That's fun, but coaches always cringe when you do it because usually it's kind of like thumbing your nose at the football gods, and the game will be a lot closer. But yeah. I think you got to keep Jalen in until the third quarter because I was looking at his stats. He only has 85 attempts through four games this year. I mean, he's putting up these amazing numbers, and he's barely playing after halftime. So you just, you know, they were had a bye last week. And so you've got to get it, you know, knock a little bit of the rust off and, you know, prepare him for, you know, he's played huge games at Alabama, but Texas OU and Dallas at the Cotton Bowl is a different vibe than any other game that he's probably been in.
You know, if he was putting up these type of numbers passing-wise at Alabama, he'd probably still be there, right? And maybe it would be Tua that would transfer.
Well, you know, I saw – I covered – when I was covering, you know, covered A&M, Jalen played A&M twice, and I was looking at him going, you know, he's a nice runner, but his, you know, his passing's not up to Big 12 standards. And I kind of wondered whether – how he was going to make the transition into Big 12, and he's answered. But I think he's gotten a whole lot better than he was at Alabama – just playing the kind of offenses that Big 12 teams have. You know, they had to be that what Nick Saban was going had Jalen doing was, you know, I formation football and, you know, throwing to the tight end and the wide receivers and handing the ball off a lot. It's kind of, it's just not near as sexy as what, you know, he's doing at OU. So good for him. He's really worked hard and God, he's, I don't see how he doesn't win the Heisman right now.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what could derail that right now at this point. Yeah, certainly. Now, listen,
yeah.
Texas and Oklahoma, they can't look ahead. But you and I, Suzanne Halliburton from the Austin American Statements joining me, the Texas OU game, that's a preview of the Big 12 championship game, right?
I would think so. You know, maybe Oklahoma State, you know, lurks in the background and maybe they can get into the game. Maybe TCU, you know, gets a little bit better with its passing and they can get into the game. But right now, it's as long as everybody stays healthy, relatively healthy, Texas, it's going to be a repeat again, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. Should be interesting. Mm-hmm. But they got to get through this week first. So let me change gears a little bit. What do you think of the law passed in California? We heard Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby. Mm-hmm. He's not too excited about this, creates some instability. It seems to me that at some point, college athletes, student athletes are going to be able to be compensated. I think the big question is going to be, how does that look and how does that take shape?
Yeah, and I'm old school, and I see, you know, I know that football pays for everything, and I know if you start paying football players and a select few basketball players, the other sports are going to suffer. I love covering swimming. UT has the best swim coach possibly in the world. They've got a great swim program. It's like if you start paying football players to those swimmers, then go away. There's a track team. And I covered the NCAA track championships in Austin in June. What happens to the track athletes? And I also worry about the dynamic of like a Jalen Hurts or a Sam Ellinger at UT, and people are – they're getting paid for the use of their number and their name. What about the, you know, the offensive left tackle that protects the blind side? They don't get anything because nobody's wearing their jersey. And so, and I also wonder what they do about billionaires who want to pay players who can, you know, maneuver around this. And so I just want all those questions answered. And I don't want it to go to like a semi-pro atmosphere where, or a business model where some players are paid and others aren't. And, you know, women's sports take a big back seat, and the other, you know, Olympic kind of sports don't thrive and stuff, because those have a part of the college scene too. And right now all we're doing is thinking about the money makers, and, you know, that's what I'm thinking about. This is what happens when all this stuff goes into effect.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point. I didn't even think about the other sports. I was thinking more of the, you know, when does it become, okay, I get a little bit as to, you know, becoming selfish, and then you're, you know, are you doing this in season when you should be focused on, you know, getting ready for the teams? Are you making appearances? That's just, I'm kind of with you, too, on this. And it just seems like there's a lot of people that are gaining steam, and it's like, man, I don't know. To me, these kids get a lot already. They get a roof over their head. They get a roof over their head, clothes to wear, food to eat. I mean, those are the three main essentials that you need in life. And you're getting into college.
The cost of education now. I mean, I don't have kids. I just have dogs, but my nieces and stuff. It's like it costs so freaking much money to go to school now. And when you look at other just normal students, how much debt they get into. It's like the value of the scholarship. It's like, wow, you know, take advantage. That is a whole bunch of money that if you play it right, you go to school, you get your degree, or you get, you know, a long way through school and you've got all these contacts. Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for college athletes. And, you know, take advantage of it. I don't want, you know, just kids that are just going to school to, you know, get a pro contract. I wish that as they say, 99% of, you know, athletes don't turn pro, but it's like, just take advantage of what you have. And, you know, for the year that like, say, Johnny Manziel was winning the Heisman and people were buying his jersey in 2012 at A&M, it's like, that goes away. I mean, it's like the people in college football, the stars, they change every year. And so, you know, sometimes I wonder if it's even viable to give that much to kids. But anyway, I'm off on a tangent.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So, like, Texas, what do you fit? 96,000 people in 106, whatever it is. Here's the argument I always make with this is, you know what, 10 years ago, 96,000 people were coming to watch the football games.
They were coming to watch Colt McCoy and UT, you know, in 2008, 2009. You know, compete for a national championship. And Colt was on his way to the winningest quarterback in NCAA history at the time. But it's like, does anybody 5 years later want to wear a Colt McCoy jersey? I mean, it's just the stars just shift all the time. It's like, it's not LeBron James in basketball or Tom Brady or, you know, where you just got one star that lasts. They come. They wear the school shirt, and I don't think the number or the name on the back matters. As much.
Right. Yeah, that's what I think. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to us saying, you two are nuts. But, hey.
That's me. We're just a couple of old people saying this.
I know. Yeah, and one of them's got two that are in college, so maybe I'm a little bitter. I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, now you understand how much it costs. If it's just like a commuter school, that costs a ton of money to go to these private schools.
It's crazy.
You know, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm glad my dogs aren't expensive.
Suzanne Halliburton, where can people find you on social media?
I'm on Twitter at Suze Halliburton, and S-U-Z Halliburton with two L's. And then you can also check out our website, statesmen.com. And if you're a Longhorn, UT Longhorn specific, we've got hook'em.com. They do a really good job of covering all UT sports.
That's good. That's great stuff. Will you join me again at some other point down the road?
Oh, sure. Just let me know when you need me.
All right. That sounds good. I said 10 minutes. I think I kept you a little bit longer. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, that's okay. Just chilling out, waiting for the weekend.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds good. Well, enjoy the games. Suzanne Halliburton from the Austin American Statesman, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank y'all. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And we will be back with more on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, a conference with no divisions, a place where champions are crowned the right way. The Big 12 Championship, where pride is unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
The Big 12 Championship Game, Saturday, December 7th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm your host, Phil Pollack. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol, Big 12. Meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. So yesterday, quick story, personal story. I decided to mow the lawn. It wasn't really hot, but it was just one of those like muggy type of things. So I was waiting for the early evening, sun starting to go down. But anyway, I'm still sweating like a fat man that I am. And so I get done, I shower up. The wild card game is getting ready to come on. And I popped one of these open. I thought, I got to try this. And, you know, I didn't think I was a big seltzer guy, but I'm going to try this. I'll tell you, really, I got the Catalina Lime. It's the cherry and lime. Absolutely delicious, refreshing. So I couldn't wait for tailgates. I had to do it before baseball. And it was perfect. Delicious. So anyway, they're our sponsor. Listen, we've got to get the music going here. Absolutely. It is time to Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. Jalen Reagor from TCU returned four punts for 139 yards, 148 all-purpose yards. He was the Big 12's special teams player of the week, and his 73-yard punt return for a touchdown is highlighted right now.
They'll punt this one away for their own 35. Snap back. Two frogs almost get it. Low line drive punt. Reagor grabs at 26, dropped it, picked it up, scoops it, and takes it forward. Here across the 30, 35, 40, 45 outside. He goes to the 50. He's gone, folks. Chalk it up. Jalen Rager's going to take this one to the house. To end the first quarter, Reagor scores it here on the punt return. He takes it 74 yards after the 40-yard punt. Bobbled it. The defense freezes. Reagor sprints to the end zone, hit the horn. TCU's up 20-0.
Brian Estridge with the call. Jalen Reagor of TCU, making it look natural. That's our play of the week. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. All right, we'll come back. We'll start looking at some of these games for this upcoming weekend. And remember, you can listen to the Big 12 this week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Be back right after this. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place marked by uncompromising values and unrivaled spirit, where champions are crowned the right way in the only conference with no divisions, where everyone plays everyone and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where possibilities are unlimited, competition is unsurpassed, and true potential is unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
I'm your third cup of coffee. You're stuck in your car on your way to the big game, and I'm stuck in your little bladder.
Hey, I can't wait to the next exit. Get off now!
And if you've got cut rate insurance, it's your bank account that could burst. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Big 12 Conference, a place where back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners speak to undeniable power, where champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, where every team plays every other and every game matters. Welcome to the Big 12, a conference unlike all others, where pride is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed. Follow the action at Big12Sports.com.
Welcome back to Big 12 this week. Five games on the schedule. Baylor at K-State on ESPN2. 2:30 kick. K-State leads the series 9-7. This is the game that I think is really going to be interesting. Baylor's won six in a row. K-State had a rough one, coming off of a rough one. We're going to hear from Wyatt Thompson and John Morris. They're the voices for K-State and Baylor. And from John Morris, Baylor's defense just behind K-State in points allowed. You see this as a defensive battle?
Yes, probably might surprise some people that Kansas State is number one and Baylor's number two in scoring defense in the Big 12, and they're two of the top three behind TCU in total defense in the Big 12. So I don't know how you'd think anything less than this might be a real defensive battle on Saturday in Manhattan. Could be rainy, could be wet on Saturday in Manhattan. That may, you know, cause the offenses to kind of pull things a little closer to the vest. But I would not expect anything less than a hard-hitting defensive battle when Baylor and K-State get together on Saturday.
Baylor is right in the middle of the pack, ranked fifth in the conference in pass offense and rushing offense. Can you talk a little bit about that balance?
So Baylor's offense has been good, not great so far this year, and you're right, middle of the pack in rushing offense and passing offense. The rushing game is what we all think can be better and probably should be better. We got three really good running backs, Treston Ebner, Jermichael Hasty, John Lovett, a couple of guys behind them also, but those are the main three, and they're all really good. And the offensive line is really good also. So I think what we've seen is, Iowa State's defense is really good against the rush, and Baylor did not have a banner day running the ball, either that game or the one previous to that against Rice. But it can be better, and I think it will be better. And then you'll see more of a balance and more productivity when that running game gets going, as it can for Baylor.
What do the Bears have to look out for from K-State's offense?
You know, Skylar Thompson is now the guy at quarterback for K-State after splitting time each of the last two seasons. So I think there's got to be a comfort level for him at quarterback. And you talk about balance. I think K-State has a really good balanced offense themselves. So it'll be tough for Baylor on Saturday. Our defense has been good. I mean, our defense has been playing at a really high level, but they'll get a test from K-State like they haven't had this year coming up on Saturday.
I had a chance to talk with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats. They faced a couple of teams with strong running games, but Baylor's strength, Charlie Brewer, Denzel Mims, what would you like to see from the Wildcats defense this week?
I think what they have to do first and foremost is try to make Baylor somewhat maybe just one-dimensional. That's certainly easier said than done. I think Baylor is more throw first, run second, but they are certainly capable of running it. I think they are throw first because of Denzel Mims. He has just been terrific, but he's not the only guy that they have. R.J. Snead has great talent. So does Tyquan Thornton. They've got really good athletes. That will be a challenge for K-State. For me, though, I think the real matchup is Baylor's defense, which clearly I believe at this point in the early in the season is better than people think, against K-State's offense. What can K-State do differently against a similar setup than with Baylor than they did a week ago against Oklahoma State?
K-State last in the conference in pass offense, eighth in total offense in the league. What are the issues right now, and is there a quick fix?
I think the biggest thing that K-State has to keep in mind, in the first three games of the season, they were a good power running team. that was not the case against Oklahoma State. Obviously, OSU had good corners. They put eight in the box, and they stifled K-State, who played without their best receiver. That receiver may or may not be available for Baylor. How will they adjust? Who will step up, and what will happen? To me, that's one of the real questions in this game this week.
All right, the other afternoon game at 2:30 is Texas at West Virginia. It's the first time that the Longhorns will leave the state of Texas, and so much talk about the health of the secondary. Head coach Tom Herman.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a hold the fort mentality. You know, we've got Chris Brown, we've got Brandon Jones. Both those guys were, you know, in the first 4 weeks, definitely our two biggest playmakers. You know, Deshaun Jameson had worked his way into a quasi starter at the other corner, so. We're going to miss those guys for the length of time that they're out, in Caden, Josh, and Jalen, but we're pretty confident with the guys that we will be rolling out there this Saturday and for the weeks coming forward.
All right, so the challenge for Neil Brown on the other sideline for West Virginia, how to counteract that depth issue.
I think what we're going to do, the same thing we tried to do over the last few weeks, is try to put our guys in the best case, our best possible scenario. Try to put our guys, especially our quarterback, in a situation where understanding what's going to happen pre-snap and then giving him some quick, concise reads. Our guys got to do a good job. At some point, they do a really good job mixing up coverage. At some point, they're gonna play man, and we've got to do a really good job of getting those guys' hands off and winning those battles. I think any of these big, tight games, okay, and they're all big at this point. We're in the Big 12 play. But it comes down to a bunch of individual one-on-one battles, and we've got to win our share to have success in this game.
All right, that game will be on ABC. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a cooler. You're driving to a tailgate, so you filled me up with ice and cans. But I pop open, you panic, and if you've got cut rate insurance, there might be a few less cans in your ice. So get Allstate.
Allstate, where your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Accident forgiveness from Allstate. Contact your local agent today. Are you in good hands?
Not available in every state. Features are optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Big 12 this week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights, 7 Eastern, Friday, 11 Eastern on channel 375. Oklahoma State at Texas Tech. And for Mike Gundy, he got Tylan Wallace very active in that first quarter in their win over K-State. 5 catches in the first quarter, 8 for the game, 145 yards. The key is to try to get him involved early. Gundy talked about that.
We always take a guy's, you know, when we were lucky enough to have multiple guys, we say we got to get him going in the game. I think every coach does that. They allow that to happen early, and then they took that guy and they played him over the top of him from pretty much the second quarter on and allowed us to rush the ball a little bit more effective.
So how do you get a guy like Wallace who can be such a game changer, get him more involved, but try not to force things?
It's extremely difficult. I mean, it becomes a numbers game. And if they want to play 3-on-2 on top of him, it's hard to get the ball out there, particularly with a young quarterback trying to force the issue. It wouldn't be smart football.
Then you hand it off to Chuba, right? So that's an 11 a.m. kick, Oklahoma State at Texas Tech. TCU at Iowa State, you know, we talked about the big comeback that Brock Purdy in the fourth quarter against Baylor, and, you know, it was one of those close but not, you know, not enough, and it's something that that we've seen from the Cyclones, especially early in the year, but Matt Campbell is confident that they can get things rolling.
You know, you look back on the last couple of years where I do think the common trend for us is we've gotten better every game, and you know, one of the things I really like about this team and my confidence in this team is this team has gotten better. And so I think that's a common trend for us, is that you see our team continue to get better as the season goes. But, you know, a little bit of it is counting it on wins and losses is tough, because obviously that's your job and everybody else's job. But like my job is, man, are we getting better all the time? And I really see this team and have seen our teams over the last 3 years really get better as the season goes on. And all I do know is that gives you a chance to win football games as the season continues to wear on. So, you know, probably a little bit of happenstance and a little bit of, you know, the Iowa State Cyclone football team gets better as the season goes. And if we can continue to do those things, you hope to continue to put yourself in great situations.
All right, closing thoughts coming up after this. Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Dallas. Prime Sport is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, Prime Sport is your go-to source for the Big 12 Championship game. Visit primesport.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. primesport.com/Big12Football.
Back on the Big 12 this week, thanks to David Jordan, Big Perm. He's got the biggest job here on the show, and that's playing our commercials, making us money. So, again, another great job for him. All right, so let's see. Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, we got that. TCU at Iowa State, we covered that. Baylor, Kansas State, yep. Texas at West Virginia. Oh, yeah, Oklahoma at Kansas. Well, the Sooners' nation-leading consecutive true road win streak is at 21 games, tying Alabama's streak from 1970 to 1975. The Sooners at Kansas on Saturday. I don't think that we're going to have any issues with this. I think it's going to get to 22 games. And then we'll look ahead to the Red River Showdown. We'll have another great show next week as well. So thanks to my guest, Suzanne Halliburton. Appreciate having her on, as well as Wyatt Thompson and John Morris. Have a great week. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.